每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
6月4日，不以貌取人。经上记着说，要爱人如己。你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的，但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。雅各书2章8到9节。假设你是一只可爱的小羊，你的牧羊人差遣你去邀请其他的小羊到你的羊圈里面来，一起享受平安喜乐的生活。这时候你发现羊圈外面站着两只完全不同的小羊，一只羊是上流明星，身披金色的羊毛，另一只不过是小羊羔，有着硬邦邦的皮毛。你打算邀请哪一只呢？当然，你应该不会两个都不邀请，对吧？你也许会选择那只金羊，因为你的人气在群羊中会因此上升。或者你心存怜悯，会说邀请那只硬皮羊，因为你知道那是正确的答案。但是你有没有想过主人的意思？上帝要你存谦卑，两个都邀请呢。让我们一同祷告。主耶稣，我的好牧人，你渴望天下人都得享你的恩惠，求你帮助我行公义，好怜悯，谦卑地与你同行。阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
June 4th, Favoritism. Yes, indeed, it is good when you obey the royal law as found in the scriptures, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you favor some people over others, you are committing a sin.You are guilty of breaking the law. James 2, verses 8 and 9. Let's pretend for a moment and say you were a sheep.And then let's say that for some reason the shepherd empowered you with the task of inviting any sheep you see into the safety and fellowship of the sheep pen. And then let's say that you saw two sheep outside the sheep pen. One of the sheep was a famous celebrity ewe with a golden fleece, while the other was some chump of a lamb with a crusty flannel wool shirt. Which of these two sheep would you choose to invite into the sheep pen? Hold on. You didn't say neither, did you? Good, just checking. Maybe you said the golden sheep because your popularity would go up among the other lambs? Or maybe, out of pity of your heart, you even said the crusty sheep because you knew that that was the right answer. But in humility, the shepherd's offering, did you say both? Let us pray. Father, your heart desires that all people would know your favor. Help me to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, my shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen.